San Diego, Silicon Valley, Cambridge, Massachusetts. These are the places where scientific researchers are spinning off lots of new companies. To find this in New York, you have to look harder, like in this cramped, windowless room 28 stories above Wall Street.
How many square feet is this space?
It's not a lot. I think this is 150.
Paul Scheide is a Columbia University neural engineer and co-founder of a six-year-old startup called Neuromatters. Research associate Paul de Guzman sits me down in front of a computer monitor and fastens a headband with 9 electrodes onto my cranium.
Okay, so is that comfortable, tight enough?
Yeah.
Dan Rosenthal, a research scientist, says the computer is about to read my brain activity.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to view 300 new images.
So try looking for bicycles.
I hit the space bar, and now hundreds of images are rapidly flashing before my eyes. Beaches, watches, teddy bears. 5 to 10 every second. I don't have to do anything, just notice any bicycles, but I feel like I can barely keep up. When the experiment is over, the computer takes a minute to organize the pictures I've just seen, and sure enough, the top results are all bicycles. Professor Scheide says my brain was ranking these images, similar to the way Google ranks its search results.
That first impression, that 100 milliseconds when you look at the image, you really don't recognize what it is, but you can say that there was something there of interest.
Computers telling humans what they're thinking. Amazing. Maria Gotch is president and CEO of the Partnership Fund for New York City, a nonprofit investor in biotech businesses.
On any metric, if you want to measure the strength of the biomedical research at our universities, New York City ranks 1, 2, or 3.
But Gotch sees a missed opportunity. New businesses like Neuromatters are the exception, not the rule, in New York City.
When it comes to creating jobs and venture capital dollars raised for life science companies, we rank near the bottom.
Gotch has observed a pattern over the past dozen years. A scientist makes a discovery in a lab in New York. Then someone develops that discovery in some other city. It happened with Amgen, Acorda, and Millennium Pharmaceuticals. Research in New York, business somewhere else.
Why is that?
It's not that New York lacks for money. It just doesn't have a deep pool of people who've made money in life sciences in the city. That's the difference.
It's a bit of a conundrum. New York doesn't have enough investors and executives with scientific know-how to support a local industry that can propel itself. As it happens, Neuromatters' Paul Scheide is now looking for a CEO. The skills he wants?
A lot of qualities that I don't have, like, just a good business background, knowing how to do business development, also kind of productization and market background.
At the moment, Neuromatters is funded by a grant from the Defense Department. The assignment is to help military analysts quickly sift through piles of satellite imagery. But Scheide believes his technology could have commercial success. A few years from now, walking around the city, you might have a computer embedded in your phone or in your glasses. You see a pair of pants you like in a shop window, and the computer makes a note of it without your doing anything. Maybe it even tells you those pants are on sale.
Everything is obviously in marketing, right?
So much of the brain is still a mystery to us, Scheide says. But the more we learn about it, the more business possibilities open up. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.